Blog Talk Radio.
Gun Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, this your boy J.O. Winston the Candidate. What on earth, know what I'm saying, coming out from 706. Get out, tune in to Miss Nita Rick, Blog Talk Radio. You guys tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with us, get rained over. Get with us, get lost, homie. You know what I'm saying, you gotta have the rest up on the well. It's time y'all tune in, and let's get this thing popping.
Pure, 1,000. Bogota.
Bogota, talk. Bogota, walk. It's the Bogota blizzard on my Bogota block. Bogota, white rims with a Bogota. Bright Bogota diamonds, I'm Bogota rich.
B-O-G-O-T-A, 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 B-O-G-O-T-A.
This Bogota, I'm swinging, blinging like a diamond ring. I cut the tape and do my thing, and me the paper, keep the fame. I'm off the leash, you keep the cage. I ain't playing, keep the games. I'm the beast they couldn't tame, the one to witness couldn't name. I'm the perp they couldn't blame. Smoking citrus in my chain, chopping Christmas with my blade while my ass entertain. I got vicious in my veins, I got hate all in my heart, I got revenge all in my brain. Now you just heard a killer's thought. Snatch a bitch and pull a braid, smack a X and roll the wave. I just get that bitch a look, ain't got to tell her behave. When she acting like a dog, I'ma treat her like a stray. Ran her mouth for an hour, but I keep it for a day. Hey,
Bogota, talk. Bogota, walk. It's a Bogota blizzard on my Bogota block. Bogota, white rims with a Bogota. Bright Bogota diamonds, I'm Bogota rich.
B-O-G-O-T-A, 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 B-O-G-O-T-A.
I got the clinic on the Escobar, yams in the restaurant, beef on the folk, got burnt, cooked extra hot. Kara City, Columbia, put 101 in ya. On that carpet, crib looking like a lumberyard. White Pablo, way out in Spokane. I look like listening to these pole lanes. I drive some shit that'll take up like four lanes. This MMG piece, gotta lift this with four cranes. I grip on my old grain and toke on this dope green. My this supreme and this ain't no new thing. These bits ain't gon' curve, but you gon' purr. Hold up, that ain't that. In this package, prayer, yola. Bogota, talk. Bogota, walk. It's a Bogota blizzard on my Bogota block. Bogota, white rims with a Bogota. Bright Bogota diamonds, I'm Bogota rich.
B-O-G-O-T-A, 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 B-O-G-O-T-A,
rich.
All right. That was Gunplay Bogota. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. And you know how we do it. We get it in Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tonight it is Star Studded Tuesdays. This is what we do each and every Tuesday. We're based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. You can find us on blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. You can also go to our official website, which is NikkiRichShow.com, and you can also go to iTunes. If you go to iTunes, you have to put in the search bar The Nikki Rich Show, and that's spelled N-I-K-K-I-R-I-C-H, and you already know it's show. And tonight we have special guest And we have a special co-host with us. And I would like to welcome tonight our special co-host, Miss Bella Classe, known as Miss Super. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you once again. I call you Stephanie Nicole, but Nikki Rich, for inviting me to co-host with you. This is the first time and a great opportunity. I do appreciate you thinking of me. I guess reading my mouth for so long is going to get me somewhere.
Yes, yes, we are glad to have you in the building for the next couple of hours. But before we get to anything, I want you to let everybody know a little bit about you.
Yes, I'm Kimberly Super. I'm from a small town called Palmyra, South Carolina, now I live in Columbia, South Carolina, not far from there. I am probably, most people call me a diva, but I'm just a regular old country girl. I went to USC Spartanburg with Nikki Rich and enjoyed those years there and enjoyed meeting her. Later, went into education as a teacher and now I work as assistant counselor at an alternative school. Currently, I'm finishing up my doctoral degree, so waiting on that last submission to figure out what's going on. 34 and the mother of two, single parent, looking for that husband eventually once I settle down. Love to travel and just love
right.
having a good time.
That's what I'm talking about. And also let them know you are in a sorority as well.
Yes, I am a proud member of the only sorority, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Well, we are so glad to have you. And I see our lines are crazy already. So I'm going to go ahead and go to some phone lines because this is hot right here. We already live. We're going to go to a 973. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
This is Felonious Monk.
Now,
Felonious. From the airport. I just got off the plane. I figured I might as well call you now before I tried to move.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Just got off the plane, and when we out here waiting, so we decided to stop and get something to eat at LaGuardia, and I figured I might as well call in here where it's halfway quiet.
Well, we are glad to have you in the house tonight. This is our special guest, everybody, Felonious Monk, comedian, that is, and we're so glad to have, and we have a special co-host with us tonight, Miss Kim Suber as well, Felonious.
I know, I heard. My mother said that I'm not allowed to speak directly to her. I'm like, ma'am, I can't speak directly to you. My mother's an AKA, and I can't come home if I speak to you. So I'm going to have to, you know, keep our conversation brief. I'm kidding. Relax. She's like, what? Your mother's a gangbanger. No, I actually appreciate all of the Greek organizations and what they bring to the community. So it's good to be on. I heard your story. I didn't get a chance to go to school with Nikki probably because I'm like 97 years older than her. Because I'm still telling people y'all are 21. Let's roll with that. That's the story we want, right? Y'all are 21.
Yeah, we were
with that. We over 31. We over 31.
Nikki said, no, I'm 21. I don't know how she went to school with me. She taught me.
I'm sticking with that. Well, you know, I had my children when I was 8 because my son is 7 because I look. You know, I look like he's 14, so I had when I was 8. I'll take that.
There you go. There you go. I mean, miracles will never cease.
I want to let everybody know a little bit about Felonious Monk. He is an American stand-up comedian, writer, internet sensation, and mostly recently a news contributor. You are moving. You're really moving, and congratulations on all that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. I had to do something. I got to figure out how to pay this child support. So, you know, the more jobs you have, the more money you pay. But you don't tell them how much you're making. You just keep acting like you're making the same money.
I
said that on the radio, right?
You did. But do like mine, just don't pay you.
Nah, it's okay. My ex-wife is probably the best mother I've ever seen, and money has never really been the issue for us. As long as I'm in my daughter's life, you know, she's okay with it. Not saying that she doesn't want any money, but she definitely doesn't make that a priority. The priority is making sure that my daughter sees both of us and spends time with both of us and gets to know who she is. You know, that's why she's up here with me right now. sitting across from me looking like, Daddy, this is boring. I don't want to watch you do radio interviews. Read all your Google.
Well, you are on the move.
Now, where are you? Now, do you often, because I know in Columbia, South Carolina, we have a comedy house here. Do you ever make it to that?
I have not been to Columbia yet. I'm just starting to get booked more in the South. I'll probably be in Atlanta. Or as a matter of fact, I'll definitely be in Atlanta on the 13th with my man Carlos Miller. We just did Fayetteville, North Carolina. I just finished doing a show in Newport News, Virginia, and another one at the Funny Bone in Virginia. But most of the time I'm in Harlem and in the northeast, New York, Boston, those areas.
Okay.
But I want to come down there. What else have I going on down there?
Yeah.
Other than the beautiful Southern women. I'm scared of those beautiful Southern women. Y'all cook stuff, man. I don't know what y'all put in your food.
We call it love.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, in New Orleans, they call it voodoo.
Biscuits on the side.
Oh, yeah. A little voodoo on the side. Sprinkle a little salt here and there.
Oh, no. I don't want none of that. Does that come in a bottle?
I can hear you.
My daughter is excited. She's going to do her first TV show tomorrow. She's going to be on Fix 11 for the first time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
She's going to do her own news commentary, and she just flew on a plane for the first time. Check my Instagram for the pictures. Now
we
she's
definitely
more
will.
She's ready to go.
We definitely be checking. Well, we know that also within 1 year, you became like a hit sensation for Stop It B. Tell us everybody about Stop It B.
Well, what happened, I was doing stand-up, and I was trying to find material to find a way to put material together, and it's hard to write when you all your life you've been trained to write the way they teach you in your English classes. So I was writing stories, and it takes too long to develop that on stage. So I started doing it into blogs, and from the blogs, a buddy of mine, Sam Rogers, actually told me, we should do something. I'd done a silly video joking a guy about some rap lyrics that he had put on the Internet, and that video went out. It only did like 500 or 600 views, but it did it quick. And so my man Sam said, "Yo, you got a personality that I think people would like to see. You should do something with that Stop It B thing." Sam just happens to be the guy who directed Pusha T's Tony Montana video, some stuff for Chuck North and the guy on Black Thought from the Roots. So when he started developing it, the blog started picking it up and it got some play. Just so happened that one of the videos I did called "Pay Your Bills on Time" was about the national debt. Glenn Beck picked it up. When Glenn Beck picked it up, it went viral overnight. Don Imus had me on his show within a couple of weeks, and, the rest is history, as they say. But because of that, it put me under a lot of pressure, and I ended up having to have an opportunity to come up to New York and talk to the news director of Fix 11, Bill Carey, about, possibly doing commentary once every now and then. Now I'm doing it 3-4 times a week. Every week on Fix 11 on the news at 5. So you'll tune into that. If you can't see it, go to WPIX.com and watch it.
I got a chance to watch, I guess, the episode when you first went on there. It was pretty hot. I got a chance to watch several videos, and we have them going through our timeline. So if anybody is a part of my timeline on Twitter, we have your videos going through as well, putting out your videos so everybody can check it. And we've been getting a lot of good feedback on your videos as well, because several different people on Twitter was like, "Oh, he is too funny. He always makes you laugh and everything." And I saw something with Barack Obama as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the one with Barack Obama, and that's really the one that everybody latched onto. That was the one that Glenn Beck grabbed onto. The thing was, we were going through this debt crisis, and we were at $14.6 trillion in debt, which I thought was hilarious. Like, there's no way that you could get in that much debt before they started repossessing stuff. So, that was the basic tone of the video. It was like, listen, how does the government not know how to manage money? We're sending you tax money every day, and you can't manage it. Something doesn't seem right to me. And then as black people, we're very excited to have our first black president. We're proud of him. But I'm also one of those guys like, hey, if you're the quarterback of the team and the team is losing, I'm going to give you some responsibility too. So, you know, I made a couple of jokes at Barack's expense, which I feel like as a comedian, I have a responsibility to tell the joke. I shouldn't back off of it. And the joke was basically, you know, hey, you're our first black president. We're extremely proud, but you're acting like a black man right now. Pay your bills. You know, everyone was like, oh, it was funny for 3 weeks. It was hilarious until Glenn Beck picked up. And then black people, the same ones who were laughing at it 3 weeks ago, were like, oh, man, you sold out. I'm like, really? Because you were just laughing yesterday. What happened? You know, but it was obviously a joke because the very next line was, you know, it's too hot in here for me to even do this video. 37 states have a heat wave. You must not have paid the light bill on Earth. So, you know, it was obviously a joke, but the bottom line was we still had an issue in the government. And I feel like as comedians, we don't do that anymore. You know, there's still Chris Rock out there and Lewis Black and some guys like that. But nobody talks about politics and social issues and tries to make it interesting. You got guys preaching about it, but nobody, you know, bringing the humor and making it entertaining enough for people to pay attention. You know, I shouldn't say we had a debt crisis and people go, yeah, unemployment is high. That's not the debt crisis. Like, we should be knowledgeable about these things because we're about to vote again in November. So, you know, that's really what I've been trying to do with my comedy from the beginning was entertain you and give you something to think about. You have to agree with me, but at least think about it. Have your own opinion. I'm good with that.
Exactly. Now, I was going to ask, who motivates you to continue on? And when people check out your videos and, you know, you get feedback on it, what gives you that motivation to just keep moving forward?
My daughter. My daughter has been the motivation from the very beginning. I was told when I first started doing comedy that it was going to take me X amount of time to get to this point and X amount of time to get to that point. And, you know, you wouldn't have this much material until you've been doing it for this long. And I didn't necessarily want to prove them wrong. I had to prove them wrong. Like I had to have money right now. And I didn't think as a comedian I could work a part-time job and become as good of a comedian as I wanted to be, you know, while I was working another job that was completely unrelated. So the only thing I figured I could do was put, you know, the 18 hours a day or however long I was awake into comedy. And I had to, you know, I had to take care of her. And between me starting comedy and today, you know, the moving from Virginia to New York, and you're still, you know, the cost of living is higher here, so you don't have as much money. You know, I'm missing time with my daughter. So the goal has always been to get to that point where I'm able to get paid the kind of money I need to get paid so that I can bring her to visit and come down there, you know, whenever I need to come down there for her activities, which she does a million things, piano and dance and, you know, she's starting to sing and get involved in school activities a little more. So really the motivation was to be a father. Like when she looks back over this period of her life and says, you know, there were some times where I didn't see daddy. I want her to know this is why you weren't seeing daddy. Daddy wasn't out, you know, playing around with 20 different women and getting high. Daddy was actually working to give you something, you know, that you could build on in the future. So it's, you know, I even said in my last video, listen, if your name isn't Michaela, you know, Denise or Kurt, who's my mother, my father, my daughter, your opinion is just your opinion. It's cool. Your opinion is no more valid than mine. I take it with a grain of salt. But that's my motivation, to make sure that she's taken care of and my parents are proud. Outside of that, you know, people are going to think what they're going to think.
Exactly. Any questions you have, Ms. Pam?
Well, I just wanted to just compliment him on becoming a social critic again, because I think we've lost that, like you said, as far as with Richard Pryor. Listening to some of your videos, you reminded me of one of my other favorite comics, which is Paul Mooney, who just points it out there. It is what it is. And I had to compliment you also on the picture and the Joe Clark. Love it.
Thank you.
Just being able to get that back again, because sometimes, like you said, we joke about, you know, things that we do within our race, but we don't put it on Front Street exactly what's going on and how messed up it is, and we don't just put it out there. Sometimes, you know, even though we're joking about it, it's to wake you up a little bit, and I think sometimes we fell asleep, like you said, you know, oh, it's just like being in a bad relationship, oh, it's going good, and you forget about the other stuff that comes with it. And I think when we got Obama's president, we kind of forgot. It's more work that needs to be done. I love him to death, don't get me wrong. But I just want to compliment you on that for bringing that back out, that Paul Mooney style. And also, you remind me of the Boondocks, one of my favorite shows. You know, you just putting it out there
like Aaron McGruder.
We don't see. Yeah, so I think that's important, you know. And then once we're able to laugh, it also can wake us up. Because there are a lot of things that you said that is true.
Well, the thing about shows like the Boondocks and even Paul Mooney, Paul Mooney a lot of times didn't get the credit that he deserved for being as sharp a social critic as he was and being as funny as he was, because his character, his personality on stage didn't come across the same way as, say, a Richard Pryor or a Dave Chappelle. Where I think he was brilliant was he found a Richard Pryor and a Dave Chappelle that could get his material out there, because Richard Pryor was underhanded in the way that he criticized race relations in this country. He didn't really talk blatantly about it. He would throw a shot at you, and then he'd pull it back. Dave Chappelle just stood in your face and told you all of the stuff that we were thinking, but it was hilarious. But he was still doing that social critic, and something that a lot of people didn't know, Paul Mooney was behind both of those men. So, you know, my goal was that, hey, I don't have a Paul Mooney with me. I've got to be the Paul Mooney, and I've got to figure out how to be the Richard Pryor, because, you know, it's got to happen. It may not happen now. You know, I'm still working on exactly the way to deliver it so people get what I'm trying to do. But, you know, we need that. And people aren't going to always care. That's fine. I can't make you care. But for the people who do, you know, we're out here. And there's a few people who are going to listen who say, hey, I wasn't even aware that that was going on. Not only did you make me laugh, but you brought that to my attention. Then we're doing what we're supposed to do.
Well,
but, yeah, Aaron
McGruder
is hilarious to me. That show's brilliant. That is brilliantly written. I love that show.
And I hate it went off. And there are some, and like I tell people, there are some Uncle Ruckus out there.
There are
plenty of them out there, especially in the South, and we don't think about that. But, you know, how would you as a black comedian, I know it's slowly dying now, because, you know, we had Def Comedy Jam coming up, and now we don't have that anymore. So how, as a comedian, can you push that out there? Because the thing is, and Bill Maher, somebody else I watch, because I can understand it. Sometimes the news, I feel like, filters certain things, and they're not real, and they can be biased a little bit. Where Bill Maher is, it is what it is. I'm putting it out there. If you like me, if you don't like me, I don't like either side.
Exactly.
How can black comedians come back out in that way? Because like I said, Richard Pryor, like you said, he'll underhand, he'll throw a rock and hide his hand. He'll talk about black issues, but do other things. And in my position, I can't say what those other things are, but I'll leave it up to your imagination. If you're going to be a brother, be a brother. But how can you try to push, I guess, the envelope and making that conscience come back up?
The craziest part is in the early 90s, you had Def Comedy Jam, you had Comic View. Martin came out a little later with First Amendment comedy, then you had Bad Boys of Comedy with Puffy. I'm not sure about the order of those last two, but I know the first two out there. And then you had all of these powerful entertainers that sprang from that. You had your Cedric the Entertainer. Well, all of the kings of comedy came from that era, all of them. Then you still got guys like Bruce, Chris Tucker, Chris Rock, Mike Epps. All of these guys came up during that era. But they had a showcase. They had somewhere to be seen. And what we have to do now, we're looking at places like it's the internet. You know, you got a source called thelaughingbarrel.com, where that's a source where you can go and they've got lists and lists of black comedians and their videos and their stand-up and the way that they present themselves and their writers. But for the most part, it's YouTube. And the YouTube phenomenon is weird because for a guy like me, what you were seeing in those videos were rants. But then you'll come to my show, and I'm not ranting on stage. I'm not, you know... I'm not getting on stage and just spazzing for 5 minutes. I've got to actually structure these jokes. I've got to put the material together in a way that people are used to. And, you know, that's how that works. Hold on for just a second. I've got to take care of my daughter, please. Give me just a second.
Well, everybody, we are live with Ms. Kim Suber and Felonious Monk here on the Nikki Rich Show. We're getting it in tonight. For those who would like to talk to our guest, you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. And if you press 1, that will let us know if you would like to speak to either myself or our guest co-host tonight. Are you enjoying yourself tonight, Ms. Kim?
I am. I really am. I didn't know how I would be able to handle it, but I'm enjoying it. I really am. And I'm enjoying speaking to Mr. Felonious Monk and reconnecting with you also.
Awesome. Now, do you have a Twitter that you would like to give out to everybody right quickly before we get back to our guest?
Oh, what now? I couldn't hear you.
A Twitter or a Facebook that you would like to give out?
I got to get that first.
Well,
my phone hasn't been out of New York.
I can't hear you.
Okay. I was saying that my Twitter is, and I'm starting to get on that also. It's Bella, B-E-L-L-A, and it's Class A, C-L-A-S-S-E, with the number 7. So if you look me up on that, I will bring you out and figure out if I want to save you.
okay.
That's pretty much where I'm at. It's hard to find me on Facebook. But
okay.
I wanted to go back and say one thing that, you know, a lot of comedians in the South, down here at the Comedy House, was a big stepping stone for, like, Steve Hart. And I can remember when they first started out in Cedric the Entertainer, and then now they've graduated from that. But I would love to see you at the Comedy House one day in Columbia, South Carolina. And I'll be there to support.
I would appreciate it. Well, I definitely would love to come down there. And if anybody's out there listening who promotes these clubs or books for these clubs, I'm definitely available. You know, I got material. You want me to open? You want me to feature, headline, whatever you want me to do. Just bring me out. You know, bring me out. The people want to see me.
And right now it's time out.
If people want to see me and I want to perform, so let's do it.
Well, I think they're looking for fresh people anyhow, because I don't go like I used to go anymore, because they don't have the big headliners like they used to. Like I said, it's almost like it's dying out. The comedians are dying out. Right now the biggest thing is some more Bruce Cruz, Eddie Griffin. And that's about it.
and it's tough because we just did, I performed with some comedians that I would say are on par with the guys that we consider headliners, but because they don't have that outlet anymore. You know, there's a guy named Bodacious that I work with. I mentioned Carlos Miller, who's out of Atlanta. I just worked with a guy named T-Ray. I've worked with some comedians, and even in New York, you've got a guy named Talent, Brooklyn Mike, Freddie Ricks, Capone, I mean, A.G. White. They're guys who are headliners that could go anywhere and do 45 to 60 minutes, and they're going to flat out kill you, but you've never seen them before, or if you have, you've seen them in a small venue. And there's something about our mentality that says, hey, if you haven't been on TV, if you haven't been on a movie that I've seen, then I don't think you're quite that funny. And that's not reality. Reality is Kevin Hart came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden we saw a couple of his stand-ups and went, wow, this guy's actually funny. You know, Cat Williams was never in a good movie. Let's be realistic. He was never in a good movie. I think Friday After Next was the closest he came to being a good movie, but we all knew he was funny before that.
Yes.
So, you know, we have to give the comedians a chance, too, nowadays, because now we're comparing everybody to Richard Pryor or Bernie Mac, and those guys were who they were. Nobody's Richard Pryor. You're not going to see another Richard Pryor. You're not going to see another Dave Chappelle. And Bernie Mac was a freak of nature. His voice, the way he looked, his delivery, that's him. Nobody will be able to duplicate that kind of force. So we got to listen to some of these new dudes. And some of these new dudes are hilarious, but they're not getting the opportunities. And, you know, the bookers have to look outside of what they're used to. The bookers have to go, okay, I've done some more. I've done Bruce. I've done Tony Rock. I've done, you know, because those are the guys that are underneath that level where they're asking for, you know, $50,000, $100,000 to show up. They're still affordable, but they're more expensive than I am. You know what I mean? To be fair, but they feel like, hey, it's worth it because they'll pack the house. You know, I just did a show Friday, and we packed the theater, but across town, you know, there was a convention center with some more Bruce, Tony Ryan, and there's no reason really for there to be 6 comedians performing the same night in 2 different spots and big venues trying to compete against each other. You know, there's enough talent to go around. We got to start scheduling that better. We need to really look into how we're trying to get this money and who's doing what. You know, I don't really care who I perform with. I do an all-white show. I don't care. You take me to a Hispanic show, I don't care. If funny is funny to me. And I do in New York, I do it. I go to the Village and do the all-white shows. And it doesn't matter. I do the same material. you know, because I think, like I said, funny is funny. I go into the village with a diverse crowd, gay, straight, black, white, Spanish. It doesn't matter. But we do have to start, and I think the fans have to do it. The fans have to start requesting, hey, man, I got this dude, he's funny. When are y'all going to bring such and such to, you know, Columbia, South Carolina? When are you going to bring them down to Atlanta? I've seen all of these comedians, and not to knock them, but bring in some fresh blood.
Exactly. Now, what can we expect from you in the future? Will you be doing more tours or any upcoming projects that you would like for our listeners to know about tonight?
Yes. I guess I just did a little swing through the South, kind of brief, just to test the waters. I featured and headlined while I was on that. So, you know, I really wanted to see if I could do it. I wanted to see if I could put 45 minutes, 60 minutes together and do a set and be comfortable out there on the road. Rachel Fonts, who is my publicist, has been working with some people on putting some things together and promoting some things. She's doing double dipping right now as a publicist, and she's trying to get in contact with some people that are booking for a stand-up. And there's a market apparently overseas, so, you know, I'm going to go where they want to see me, but I really would love to do some stuff in the South. I got a possible date coming up in Miami. I definitely have a date in Atlanta, might have two down in Atlanta. So, you know, I got people in Charlotte working on some stuff. I'm really trying to keep that going. But for the most part, what you're going to see from me is the tone of those videos is going to start to shift. Obviously, the election is in November, and I can't harp on the Republican debates much longer. You know, during the second term, I'll probably still, if Obama gets the second term, I'll probably still take some shots to see what's going on there, kind of as a watchdog. But for the most part, I want to go back to just doing my social commentary, which is what I started off with, you know, videos about the language that we use, you know, certain terminology, no homo and things like that. And I want to get back to doing a lot more of that. I want to get into doing some skits. Sam Rogers and I are working on shooting some skit comedy work, you know, because I don't want to just be that one-dimensional, all I can do is stand up or all I can do is satire. I want to do it all. You know, I also write. I got a blog, loneliestmonk.blogspot.com, where I write comedy. You know, so I really want to get more into there's really no area of comedy that I don't want to participate in. So what y'all can see definitely in the next few months is some skits coming up, maybe even a short film, and a lot more stand-up. My website is coming together right now. As soon as it goes live, all of my dates will be posted to that. And I'm really trying to swing through the South. Also have a TV show that we're working on right now and a national radio show that we're looking for a buyer for. We've already shot the demo reel for. So, basically, if you feel like you've been seeing a lot of me, I want you to look up in a couple months. You'll probably be seeing a lot more of me. I'll be all in your face. Stop it being open.
That is awesome. Now, Kim, do you have any more, any last questions for Mr. Thelonious Monk?
Well, you know, like I said, I hope to see you one day step foot in South Carolina. So if I can be that front row.
If I have to come down there and jump on stage and say, look, I'm doing my 5 minutes right now, it was a request. I got to take care of it. That's what's going to happen. So,
well, they also, and I keep putting it out there. And one thing, like I said, I like about the Comedy House is that they request from the patrons there who they want to see, and they respect it. So I give them props, man, and they do also have open mic nights. So hopefully your publicist will look into that.
If they listen to the patrons, you know, if you can put together a group of people to request me, and we can get anybody that's out there on my Twitter, Facebook, whatever, if you're in the Charleston, South Carolina area, or Columbia, South Carolina area, let them know you want to see me. Let them know you want to see me, and they can make it happen. The other thing is, you know, I'm still relatively a new comedian, so there's no telling. I could very easily be in the area for some other reason, and if I'm in the area and I know I'm going to be there 2 or 3 days, I'm looking for a mic. That's just how that works. So if I'm down there, a Tuesday, and I could find out I could get mic time, just stay tuned to my Twitter, because I'll post it. Hey, just found out I could do 10 minutes in Columbia, South Carolina. I'll be there at 9. Be there. I've been known to do that.
I know you were talking about Charlotte. We do have a comedy night. It's on Thursdays with Chris Funny Man Robinson, and he bring in a lot of comedians as well. and a lot from the BET Comic View, when they had the Comic View and different comedians to come through as well. And we have ours on Thursday, too. So I'm not sure. Have you linked up with Chris Funny Man Robinson?
Well, I'm not now, but the people I know, I'm probably sure one of them are. I definitely reach out. Rachel will reach out. Rachel is not afraid to dry call you. She'll cold call anybody.
Well, I have the direct info, so if y'all need me to link
it
up.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
What are we waiting on? I should expect that call coming next week. That's what I'm talking about, Nikki. Hey. Hey, have it, Bobo. That's why I flirt with you, I'm trying to get a show. I'll flirt with you because you look good with your hair short or long. I ain't gonna lie.
Yes, you know how we like to switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
I have one question. And this is something that I recently went natural. Tell me your thoughts about women that are natural. Because, you know, you have those, but I had a black guy tell me that mostly white men attract the black women who are now natural. So I'm just trying to get a feel of from you, somehow he's very open about natural women.
You know what?
And
generally, a beautiful woman, the most beautiful women are the women who think they're beautiful. That doesn't necessarily mean natural, you know. Now, granted, there's something about a woman who is comfortable in her own skin, so to speak, that's attractive, but that's more of a confidence thing than an appearance thing. And keep in mind that 20 years ago, nobody was wearing weave. Everybody was, quote-unquote, natural. They may have straight combed it, but they weren't even permanent when I was coming up. You know, women weren't, it wasn't a everybody's getting the perm type of thing, and if you did, you didn't get it so regularly that we didn't know what the texture of your hair was. Then weave came, and we used to tease you when you got weave. I mean, remember Alexander O'Neill had to saw your hair's long, but now it's short. You said, I got it cut, but I don't see no hair on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we really weren't into that look. And then I don't know what happened. I disappeared. I turned around again, and everybody had weave, and nothing was said about it. So that traditionally, that's going to change. It goes in cycles. Right now, the cycle is women are going back to natural hair, and it's interesting because men try to act like we dictated that, and the reality is women dictate the styles. Men catch on because we figure, hey, if they're going to all start going natural, we're going to start saying natural is attractive. Don't let us fool you into thinking that we have anything to do with it. Y'all have always dictated what fashion sense was. If it was up to us, we wouldn't even bathe for once a week. Y'all make us clean.
Exactly.
Do what makes you feel comfortable, what makes you feel beautiful.
You know, I don't care.
And if you feel beautiful, we're going to find you attractive.
It'll be long one day. You know how I was talking to you on Twitter. I was like, okay. You was like, oh, I like your natural hair. I was like, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fine.
You were like, wait till tomorrow.
What?
You were like, wait till tomorrow. It's going to change.
But,
uh-oh, I think I lost y'all. Hello?
What nobody say, like, what kills me, I know this is getting off the subject, but what kills me is when people compare a wig to a weave. That what kills me, like the weave is more realer. Like,
yeah.
If you touch the forehead, I mean, if you touch the head, the scalp, you're going to feel the tracks anyway. You know, it's not yours. So,
same thing with the lace front and all of that. Like, it's, you know, there's really a difference between a lace front, a wig, and weave. Let me know what it is. I mean, I understand the different procedures. I understand the sew-in versus glue versus a wig being set on top versus I understand what the difference is theoretically, but reality is you're covering your own hair because this is easier or this looks better or this is easier to maintain. Whatever your reason is, you can't have a head full of weave and then tell that sister, oh, I can't believe you're wearing a lace front. Really? You can't believe that. That, oh, okay, well, what is it that's difficult to believe, weavy? I mean, you know, you can't. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, you said not
I'm walking around with
a weave doobie wrap, but you tell us somebody else they got a lace wrap.
Yeah, exactly, and that happens every day. And that, to the other side of that, you know, women might push the fashion, but women are also more. I'm trying to remember who told me. A sister told me this from Africa the other day. She said one thing men and women can agree on: they hate women. Women hate women more than men do. Y'all are vicious with each other. So anything that new comes out that makes a woman that you don't like look better, you're going to hate it. That's just how that works. God, I got that nasty lace front. Yeah, I make jokes about it. You got the lace front shot like T.I. African women around here, if you're going to put the lace front on, make sure it lines up. That's all I'm asking. Comb a little bit of your real hair. Get that baby hair and comb it out underneath it. Don't just running around here with the sharp hairline looking like you Beijing the front on. You got Steve Harvey in the – come on, man. Come on, man. Just do it right. That's all I'm asking. I don't care if it's weave. No. And don't glue it in for so long that you rip your edges out when you pull it out. That's all I'm asking you to do.
Well, that's a great point you brought up as far as women, especially black women. We're hard on each other more than anything.
Right.
And I've always tried to figure out, you know, I make jokes about things. I always think, and Nikki probably knows, I've always had a big crush on James Evans. If I could have his husband, I would.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Son is probably completely different than the majority of the men that you come across.
And that's scary. It's not. It's no longer, you know, like you said, James Evans was an example, but there were a lot of James Evanses during that time. He wasn't odd on TV. A lot of people could relate to a strong black father. Now we can't even relate to a black father being in the home. You know, and even my example, I was married to my daughter's mother, but I'm not there now. And the issue I'm having with her right now is she's out of the state and she's uncomfortable. She wants to go home. We literally just got off the plane. And it's not because she's a bad child. She's a great child. But she's never been away from her mother for that long because we're not married. And the traditional way it goes is the mother ends up with custody of the child. That's what happens when the family breaks down. The mother ends up with custody of the child. And for little boys, it's crazy because now you got little boys who grow up not trusting women, but not trusting men either, not being able to depend on men. So you know, how do we go forward? How do we win with that? The only way you win is somebody's got to say, I'm not going to be the one that you call a punk, whatever, but I love my woman. I love a girl. And, you know, some woman's got to say, I'm not listening to you little nappy heads, trumpets out here without a man. I got a man that I think I can make it work with, and we're going to talk, and we're going to cry together, and we're going to argue. But when we argue, it's going to be towards making this work. We're not going to argue just because I want to be right. We're going to argue because I want us to be right. And your people, your friends going to call you a sucker. Everybody's going to call you a punk. And 50 years from now, your kids are going to grow up healthy, wealthy, and wise because they had two parents that stuck it out and showed them how to be. You know, you can't teach somebody loyalty when your parents aren't loyal. You can't teach somebody how to be dependable when your father's not dependable, or how to be loving when your father's not loving and your mother's not loving. You can't teach a child to be honest and forthright when she sees a mother being conniving against some paper. So
and don't forget,
you know,
the cycles too. There's also cycles within the family that continue to happen and pass on to your child, and then the child, their child, and it just continues.
Yeah, it's you know, the thing is, and I say this all the time, it's about individual accountability. You know, I've got to break the cycle, period, for myself. You know, the stuff that I talk about, the reason I don't have a problem with people not agreeing with it is because it's my journey. I get a chance to talk about my journey in these videos. It's not for everybody. Some people aren't at the point yet where this matters. Some people are way beyond the point where what I'm saying applies. You know, it's just got to happen. The conversations have to continue. People are, I don't want to hear that. Okay, well, then you're not the guy to just get to. I'm not going to argue with you. If you're not interested, you're not interested. But I know what I have to do for my daughter.
It goes back to what Hill Harper was saying. We no longer have those conversations anymore. And it's some kind of what we got to find a way of having, because now we're in a world where everything is technology. You know, nobody has time to sit down and talk anymore. And I think that's where, you know, the decline in standards are coming in there, because we want it so quick. We just want what looks good for right now instead of what's going to benefit us in the long run. Because we see the Nicki Minaj, we see the big old booties, you know. I mean, they see all of that. So
yeah.
I think men have got caught up in that now till this is what they don't want, the real Florida Evans anymore.
No.
That, you know, doesn't mind.
I don't remember anybody talking about Florida Evans being unattractive in the 70s.
No.
In retrospect, I hear a lot of people saying Florida Evans was ugly. That was never even something that was considered back then. It's not the issue.
Exactly.
It wasn't
the
issue.
But if you look at some of the images of black women back then, even on Sanford and Son, That's My Mama, you think they were heavier than black women. They were dark skinned. They had big noses. They had afros.
Right.
And they were true black women. They didn't care. You know, that's what was beauty back then. So I think it's going to be hard to go back.
We were just so happy to see them on TV that we didn't care how they looked, truthfully. We didn't care. We were like, what? They put them on TV? Oh, glory. And that was it. And, you know, and let's be fair. I remember watching those shows now. I remember watching Sanford and Son recently and going, yo, this was terribly acted. Like, they can't act at all. This was horrible.
I
remember watching that. But back then, again, we didn't care. We were just so happy to have them on TV. So now we're at the point where we should have, you know, graduated from that. Now when we have a black show on television, we should expect
you
it to be well acted. We want it to be well written. You know, we have that expectation, and I think rightfully so. We're 40 years beyond when we first got our break. You know, and it should be the same thing with our music. It should be the same thing with our art. It should be the same thing with our leaders. We shouldn't just be happy that they have the platform. You know, and the same goes for me. Like, people shouldn't just be happy that they finally put a black girl on TV with a beard. That's not the end all be all. Now I have to say something, and I have to say it professionally, and I have to articulate these points in a way that people have to respect it, even if they don't agree with it. I can't just get up there and be a clown. You know, so I don't think it's one of those things where people are always, you know, if you're a black man, you got to be five times better than everybody else. I don't agree with that, because I don't watch white television if it's not good. If it's not good, it's not good. We've got to be good. Go to the right. No, keep going this way.
Now, Felonious Monk, where can we learn about your YouTube or more information? Can you go ahead and give out the link in case anybody would want to check you out, in case they wanted to book you for any event?
Got it. Actually, the easiest thing they can do is if they go to my Twitter and go to Felonious_Monk, my agent is there. All of the booking information is there.
Okay.
Right under my bio. The other thing is my YouTube is there too. You know what? That's the easiest thing you can do. Go to my Twitter, Felonious_Monk, M-U-N-K, and Rachel's email is there, Michael Nasso from the Nasso Group, who handles all of my television bookings. His email is there. My YouTube channel is there. The only thing you won't get is my Facebook. But if you can spell my name, you can find me on Facebook. So it's real easy.
Well, it's been such an honor and a pleasure having you on tonight. I know you're on the go. And thank you for taking out your time.
Yeah, my daughter's going to beat you all up. My daughter's going to beat you all up.
Well, thank you for taking out your time to talk with us tonight. And we look forward to displaying this on our site. We do have your bio and everything on the site. So we look forward to displaying and also continuous promotion. And you can go to iTunes and find this episode as well on our podcast.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. Anytime you want me back, let me know. Just to let everyone out there know, the music on all of my videos was done by Cocaine, my man Cocaine Ray. I am Cocaine.
Okay.
With K's on Twitter. He didn't ask for that plug, but you know, when I asked him to do some music for me, I asked him how much it was gonna cost me. He said just get him on Worldstar. And that video that he did it for got on Worldstar, ended up on Don Imus, ended up on CNN, and that was played in New York 3-4 times a week. So I think I already paid him back, but just in case, I keep giving him a shout out.
Shout out to Cocaine. Cocaine has been on the Nicky Rick Show several times, and he's fine too, y'all. Y'all got to go check him out.
I don't know about that part. He ain't my type, you know what I mean? He got wrong equipment for me, but
he is
good
fine.
Dude,
his name is I Am.
He
is I Am Cocaine.
I'm just saying he's not my type.
Now, Felonious is cute too.
Slow down.
Nikki, is he off the boat fine? Is he off the boat fine? Because you know I like the Amistad look. Is he off the boat fine?
No, this one is, have you heard of Banana Pudding? He might be into Banana Pudding. See, I like him
off
the boat too.
She said, is he off the boat fine? Is he palming his hand black fine? Is he chewing on charcoal fine? I think I understand where you at.
I don't really do the light skin guys, but I'm gonna tell I'm gonna tell y'all that Cocaine is worth it. He is like that light skin, you know, you can talk to Cocaine. I do like that chocolate tie.
Look, I like off the boat.
Hey, y'all know I'm on the phone, right? Y'all know I'm still here, right? I'm going to throw that out there. You know I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
want to know about the type of man that y'all like. That's not relevant to the conversation that we had.
No,
I'm just going to throw it off.
Well,
definitely no volcano.
Not that picture you took that looked like Coach Carter. With that, no.
The Joe Clark.
Yes,
we find out you like confused. I take a picture with a bat and you get excited. Woo. We need to talk about that. What's going on with you? You need discipline.
You was, man,
fellas, if you into discipline, you're into discipline. That's your lady.
Quite handsome, right on that one. That clean.
Well, I certainly appreciate
that, it. You know,
as does my father, because that's what I look like. That son of a gun. That's my boy. I'm gonna stop messing with him for you. He almost tried me Friday at my show. He walked up in there with a Bill Cosby sweat on. He knew what it was going to be.
Oh,
he
my.
Already know. Where you going?
I just got a hit on Facebook, and one of the questions that was thrown out there is what happened to shows like Teen Summit. Instead, we placed it with 106 and Parkin. I don't know how much time is left, but I just want to throw that out from one of the viewers, Nikki and Thelonious. That was one of the things that they, you know, they would like to see come back to BET. I guess BET is, you know, it's going more to trash TV now. I guess this is what one of the viewers are thinking. So
BET is saved into the money like everyone else is. I mean, reality TV is what we're watching, and reality TV, it has no intrinsic value. There's nothing there, but that's, you know, that's what the viewer wants to see. And then we'll get mad after a while and we'll go, well, why is BET only showing this? But we got to realize these were the shows, the uncuts, and the, you know, those were the shows with the highest ratings. So BET wanted to get, you know, when you get high ratings, you get more advertising dollars. You get more advertising dollars, you're richer. And people say, well, they have to have some type of conscience. Okay, well, you could be conscious and be at home by yourself. So it's got to start. Mm-hmm. We can't look to TV to guide us to do right. But, you know,
right.
I think part of the reason is Prince de Jure went back to wherever he's not kidding. I remember Prince de Jure, and I could not figure that dude out. I was like, is he wearing a perm? But those shows, those shows are not on TV anymore. Those shows need to be in your neighborhood. You know, there's got to be – there's some kids over at Pace University in the Black Student Union that are Teen Summit. You know, those are the, those are the real kids. There's still kids out there. It's not televised anymore. But those kids brought Michael Eric Dyson, me, and Mark Lamont Hill together for a panel on What Does Black Mean? And then put together a documentary about that same panel. And they took some shots. I mean, they weren't just congratulatory because we are who we are. They like us. But, you know, where we fell short, they called us out. And I respect kids. These are kids. Some of these kids were born in 93. And if you were born in 93, there's a certain part of me that's like, trying to hit that, and you say it. But this group of kids changed my mind. This group of kids, their ideas were well thought out. You know, not just the way that they presented the ideas, but the way that the ideas, they were deep ideas. They weren't just, you know, well, why we ain't got no money? Well, how come women act like they weren't those ideas? They were really deep, well thought out, layered questions that they were asking. And, you know, so the Teen Summit exists. But we got to go and look for it. We can't look for it on TV because, truthfully, that's kind of the lazy way. I want to sit here on my couch and turn to it. You know, luckily I live in Harlem. You know, there was like the Malcolm X exhibit just left. There were handwritten letters by Malcolm X that were there. You know, there's so many things that I can see here, physically walk in and see, but I got to get off my couch and go see it. So, you know, those Teen Summit shows, they might not exist on TV anymore, but they're things that parents can get their teens into. And sometimes all you got to do is go online and put, you know, teenager activity and put your city's name in, and you'd be surprised at how many things pop up. And your kid probably knows about them, but he ain't going to tell you because they're corny to him. You know what I mean? But as a parent, I don't care what's corny to them. My daughter's fussing at me right now. And I love her, but, you know, like I told her, this is daddy's job. We're going to go in a minute, baby.
That's real. Well, we ain't going to hold you too much longer. We thank you for coming on tonight and being our guest, our special guest on Star Studded Tuesday, how we do each and every Tuesday. We bring in the stars.
I appreciate y'all pretending like I was a star having me on the show. I'm kidding. I kid.
You are a star.
That's what my mama keeps saying too, and if I keep repeating that, it's gonna be real.
Yeah,
my baby girl don't care about no TV. She just wanna go to the Statue of Liberty, and that's where we going. So we going to Statue of Liberty tomorrow. Yeah, she just said, I don't care if I'm on camera, I don't care if anybody laughs at me, I just wanna go see the Statue of Liberty with my daddy. See? That's all that matters.
Well, thank you again. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless.
And I appreciate you guys. God bless you both.
Thank you. Thank you. You were just listening to comedian Felonious Monk. He is also a writer. You have to go check him out, support him, as well as our special co-host in the building tonight. We have Miss Kim Suber with us, and we're glad to have her in the building. Right before we wind things down here at the Nikki Rich Show, I want to get into some commercials and maybe a few songs, and then we're going to get back and we're going to talk a little bit with Miss Kim Suber before we wind it down here at the Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show celebrates 1 year bringing you the best of all genres, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, gospel, old school, and rock throughout the world. Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show is hot with over 20,000 listeners. Join the anniversary party Saturday, April 7th at Mallard Creek Hickory Tavern, 2005 East Auburn Drive, April 7th at 6 p.m. Hosted by Miss Nikki Rich herself. For more info, call 980-216-6717.
So many people tuned in worldwide that's listening as we speak.
Check this out. This your boy Warren G, and I'm doing it big right now on the Nikki Rich Show. If you don't know about it, now you know.
Oh,
you got the door.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Radio station on the planet. We live.
Thank you.
Warren
LBC, thank you. And Nikki Rick, thank you.
Warren G, I know, I'm telling you, I love your music.
Yo, 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 what up? It's the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? And I just want to give a big shout-out to my girl, you know what I'm talking about, Nikki Rich, right here on iJive Urban Rich Radio, baby. We hosting this thing, man. That's what it is. I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, baby. If you didn't know, I get it in. You see me. I don't care if you're looking.
Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show.
Yeah. It's your boy, Chene, going live, you know what I'm saying, with my girl, Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show. Yeah, we bossing at a whole other scale this year.
If you're like...
Yes, this is Sierra Marie, and this is my new single, You Did That, right here on the Nikki Rich Show. I don't know which way I'm going. I can't tell my up right now from down. I'm 10 seconds from exploding. Captivated, trapped inside your sound. I can feel it.
Beautiful. Co-host with us tonight, Miss Kim. How are you enjoying yourself tonight?
I have enjoyed myself. I've enjoyed speaking with Felonious. This has been a great show, so love doing it.
Yes, and anybody that's listening right now, if you would like to speak to Miss Kim or myself, you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to either one of us. And we would love to hear from you and how you have enjoyed the show. Shout out to the 704s that's in the building, along with 936. I see y'all, and the 864s in the house. Everybody representing tonight, and the chat room is open, is live. Shout out to Basic Principal in the chat room and all the guests that are tuned in for the first time. Shout out to all y'all. And again, I want to let you know you can call in at 323-580-5749. And if you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to us. And we have people listening from all over the world right now. Shout out to Australia. I see we got people from Australia tuned in right now. Much love to you guys. And it's an artist from Australia, by the way. She's going to be coming to the Nikki Rich Show. Shout out to her. Not ready to drop the name right now, but stay tuned. We don't, you know, we always bring the hottest guests here on the Nikki Rich Show, and we're worldwide. And I see people in the chat room saying shout out. Much love to you guys that's in the chat room as well, as those just listening. And I want to let everybody know that we are celebrating all week long the Nikki Rich Show 1 year radio anniversary. And we have so many people that's coming out this Saturday. We'll be celebrating at the Hickory Tavern. We're celebrating at the Hickory Tavern, Mallard Creek, 6 p.m. And our official radio anniversary day is April the 5th, and we got some special guest callers coming on. We're going to be having Warren G call in. He's going to be calling in, as well as, I know y'all watch Tiny and Toya. Toya. Her brother, Triflon, a.k.a. Walter, is going to be calling in on Thursday. All the artists that we've had, I spoke with Blind Fury. He's supposed to come out on Saturday. And also Moon, several different artists that we're going to have. We're going to have 403 Mob in the building. But on Thursday, we're going to have different artists to call in that we've had from our past shows that I have reached out to. So you've got to stay tuned. Several artists, I know you're listening right now. We're going to have A&Rs in the building. We had Slip and Fly A&R to call in. So he's going to be calling in, Mr. Vaccine. He was the person to get Plies, his deal. So he's currently with Slip and Slide and been with them for many, many years. And so we're going to be having some people call in on Thursday. So I know y'all love Warren G and so many artists. I spoke with Murphy Lee. He's going to be calling in on Thursday. So you definitely don't want to miss our Thursday show. It's going to be star-studded because that's, we had so many past guests. We've had past guests, Master P, H-Town. I can't name them all. We've had also basketball-wise, Jackie Christie come through. I mean, it's so many people that's been on the Nikki Rich Show. So we're going to be celebrating all week long, but Thursday is when the guests going to be calling in, past guests. So I'm looking forward. And, Kim, you definitely got to tune in night, that night. It's going to be so many stars that tune in.
Only the anniversary night, right?
Yes, and that's Thursday.
Well, I will definitely do that.
And I see we got our phone lines, but we're going to go to this 936. 936, you're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Happy anniversary, Miss Nikki Rich.
Hey.
Hey. This is Nikki Rich. I want to say happy anniversary. This is Tessa, T-A, from Montgomery, Texas.
Hey,
I was calling to say happy anniversary. How you doing?
Good. Welcome. Welcome. We have Miss Kim Super with us tonight, co-hosting with us, too.
Okay. Hey, I've been listening. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
Good, good.
Good. And you
want to call me to say,
down in Texas?
Yes, down here in Texas with my niece and my neighbor. I had them practicing. I was like, on the count of three, so the fiance would say, happy anniversary, Mr. Nikki Rich. And so they've been planning and getting it together.
Well, we are so grateful to have supporters like you all the way in Texas. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. But enjoy your
now,
week.
What part of Texas is that again?
Montgomery, Texas. I'm 55 miles north of Houston.
Okay.
All
right. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what do you do in Texas.
I am an event planner, music promoter, have the hottest parties. I'm always doing something. I'm planning an event. I'm getting different artists. From different areas, different parts of Texas, different parts of the state. I'm putting together my own mixtape because so many people I have learned, you know, don't like to listen to up-and-coming artists, so I'm making my own mixtape with my favorite songs and different artists. It's going to be a two-disc CD.
Now, who are some of the artists that you have worked with?
I have worked with Boss Hall, a guy, Young Chlorine. Oh, my goodness. Sean Cannon, Kobe Bright, Derek Allstar, work with ESG, Little Mario from Houston.
Okay.
Yeah, get a few.
Awesome. Well, we're so glad to have you to call in to the Nikki Rich Show. I see we have so many people that tune in right now, and it's such an honor to have people from, like I said, we are worldwide, so you just never know who's listening in to the Nikki Rich Show, and we're
just so grateful
to have.
Yeah, thanks for you. I met Body Stone Music and Young
Awesome.
Crew. Yes, I'm like a fan. I have become a fan. I have became their fan because of, you know, listening to your show.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's such a pleasure.
Okay, well, you enjoy your anniversary week. I shall tune in.
Thank you so much.
And when I come to Houston, I want to party.
Okay. Hit me on Twitter. I got you.
Okay.
Oh,
when,
yes.
Who are you on Twitter again?
Yes. My Twitter is at @TESSA_ALLEN. Tessa Allen.
Tessa Allen?
Yes. Tessa Allen.
Okay.
Thank you, Tessa, for to every soul searching another day with God.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Good night, ladies. Thank you, Ms.
All right. Good night.
Good night. And I see that we have a singer that's in the chat room. Mr. Damiachi. Shout out to Mr. Damiachi. If y'all on Twitter, y'all can follow him at Mr. _ DAMIACCI. And that's Mr. Damiachi. So check him out as well. Much love to him, doing big things. And he's also in several plays, that's traveling plays as well as in Charlotte, North Carolina. So much love. And I see you, Mr. Damiachi, calling in and talk with us before we go off air and let everybody know what's going on with you, because he's in the building. And we have so many people that tune in right now. Twitter is going ham. My Twitter is going ham. Shout out to all the listeners that's listening in. Again, you can call in at 323-580-5749. And if you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to us, Miss Kim and Nikki Rich. And you know how we do. Each and every night we get it in. And right now we're going to go to Jay Styles. I got a chance to go to the listening party this past week with Jay Styles and Vista Woods. I know y'all might know Jay Styles from Black Street. He will be at my anniversary party on Saturday, as well as Mr. Woods. Mr. Woods' song, I know you remember when they did Scrubs, he did the song Pigeon. So that's Mr. Woods. And Jay Styles and Mr. Woods got a song together. I got an album actually together, and I got a chance to go to the listening party, and they released the album last week. It was amazing, amazing show. But here we go with Jay Styles, Breathe Again.
in. We're going to go to the phone line, 704-953. You are on the air with Nikki Rich and our co-host tonight, Ms. Kim. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? This is Mr. Damiachi.
What's going on?
I am chilling. What's going on? Hi, Ms. Kim.
We are glad. Kim. I think something's going on over there. But
that's fine.
Yes, but go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about Mr. Damiachi and what's going on with him.
Oh.
Well,
I'm just currently working on a few shows. I've just been blessed to work with Mr. Jerry Adams, and we created a little, I don't know how you would call it, like a little background group, you know, kind of like the Diana Ross and the Supremes or whoever, you know, something like that. Anyway, with Jerry Adams and the Sultry Suites. So composers of me, Mr. Damiachi, and my best friend Mika L, and my brother Justin, and we do the opening acts for him. Like, I'll do my song, and then she'll do her song, and then we'll jump right into Jerry Adams' mix of things. And
awesome.
we just did a really good show at the Evening Muse on the 25th. Which was Sunday, about two Sundays ago. It was really good. We have a show, the Frontline Springtime Music Festival, that's going to take place across the street from the Bank of America building on the 20th of April. It starts from 11 to 4. I'll be opening up there, and then Jerry Adams has his CD release party at the lineup on the 27th of April. And I'll be opening up there for him as well and doing his backup. And then I have my own show, my own 20-minute set at the Evening Muse again on the May 20th. And no backup, it's just me. And I'll be singing a few of my songs, like Hearts Incorporated. And I have a song that I just wrote called Hero for the Night that I can't wait for everybody to hear. I'm actually going to re-finish recording it tomorrow. And a few other songs. And then the 27th of May, I will also be performing again at the Evening Muse, doing another opening act and then his backup for Jerry Adams again. Mm-hmm.
Well, before, you know, we know you're here and we know you're live, before you go and every time you come to the Nikki Rich Show, you know, we got to hear a little something. Mr. Damiachi. So, yes, we are putting you on the spot tonight.
Okay. Sexy.
So we want to hear a little bit from Mr. Damiachi.
Oh, okay. That's not a problem. I'll spit you guys a little something. Sorry. I've been playing outside with the kids all day. Okay. It's been so much fun too. I don't really play with kids like that, but I had a lot of fun at the park today. All right, here we go. It's a Mariah Carey song called There for Me. I'm just gonna sing the hook for y'all today.
Yeah, what you think of that?
I think we lost Kim. Kim? Let me get back to her in a few.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know where she
at. Yes. Awesome. See, we
Thank
always have
you.
To bring in the hottest guest. We have to bring them in. That was awesome. Big up. Big up to you, Mr. Damiachi. We support you here at the Nikki
yes,
Ritz Show and
thank you.
All the artists that's out there.
Thank you so
Before
much.
I
do
that.
Appreciate it. Yes, well, if y'all would like to catch me live, you guys could come to one of my shows that I'll be performing. I got about 4 within the next 60 days. So you guys can go to my website and find the events there or on my Facebook. Just type in Mr. Damiachi on Facebook. Or you can go to my website, Damiachi Management, which is DamiaciManagement. Wait, I think I spelled management wrong. MANAGEMENT.com. Yeah, it looks funny when you type it. But yeah, so you can just look me at Dami Action Management if you'd like to come see one of my shows. Yeah, that'd be great.
Exactly. Well, we thank you for calling in and blessing our platform with that. Mr.
Yes, and thank you. Y'all, I just want to make a big shout-out to Ms. Nikki Rich, you guys. Ms. Nikki Rich is what I call the definition of a supporter, and I appreciate and love her grind and her participation in this music industry. It's a lot of starving artists out there like myself, and there's a lot of people who have a lot of potential who don't get a chance to get heard or don't get the opportunity sometimes. Nikki Rich simply, I believe, went out her way and definitely, a lot helped me. I know she's helped a lot of other people, and I just really just want to make a big shout-out, much love. And I know you are going to see a lot, a tremendous success, and I will not stop thanking and repping Miss Nikki Rich from the top, because I just feel like, I do appreciate it. There's a lot of things I feel like wouldn't have been accomplished without her help and her exposure that she allowed me to have. So just wanted to say that to you and to the world.
That's what it is. Thank you so much. Like I said, we will continue to support everything you do, and we hope you come out this Saturday.
I will be there.
I'm kind of afraid, because I think we're going to take over the Hickory Town.
What? Yeah. They're going to be glad
gonna
you
be
came.
Like a concert.
It is. It's going to be pretty live in there. It is. I mean, you have so much love and support, and I just know it's definitely, Hickory Time is not going to know what to do. We might have to take it outside.
Yes, and before, you go, and also I want to let everybody know that today, big ups to Mingleberry.com. Mingleberry, they interviewed me today at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Yes, so it will be up, I would say, in the next couple of days. So they interviewed me. So that's hot.
That is awesome. Nikki Rich is doing too much big things, y'all. She's going to be so big. She is galactic, okay? Worldwide.
Oh, yes. You just don't know the other things we have in the works when I'm telling you, and everybody will be involved, because it is just major, major things going on right now that I can't even tell you right now. It's just unreal. Like, I'm so excited. It's about to be crazy up in here. So excited about it.
Keep checking and keep God first like you've been doing. And, it's just coming together for you, Nikki. I see you like the entertainment version of Oprah. soon, you know? Like, that's what I feel. I mean, yeah, it's just so good, like, what you do, how you're doing it, and, you know, you got people backing you, and, you mm-hmm. know, and you're doing your own thing. I mean, you're the one grinding doing this, but, you know, you're gaining support, you're networking, you know, you mm-hmm. doing what you got to do, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's I can't wait to see all these successful people coming up and, you know, and hey, you know, I did it on Nikki Rich first, you know.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And I want to give a major shout out to definitely the Basic Principal, my number one supporter. I love her to death. And as Basic Principal, she is awesome. She does so
mm-hmm.
much for us, you know, for our support and just giving us the motivation. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people don't really know what they got until they get to know a person. And she
mm-hmm.
is about business and very deep in the entertainment industry because she's been doing this for many, 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 many years. And not just in the entertainment industry, but worldwide. Like, you
mm-hmm.
know, where she started, you know, was overseas in the entertainment industry, so she got the experience there and here. So
wow.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And you have to
yeah, she is
know.
A supporter. I see her in the chat room all the time. She's always tweeting. yeah, I see Miss Basic. You know, we be saying hey and stuff. You know, much love to Miss Basic Principal.
And
she liked my page last night. I really ask thank her for that.
Yeah, and I
cool.
tell people you have to get to know others and what, you know, you can learn from each other. It's all about that network. It's very important,
mm-hmm.
the network, because you never know what you got in front of you, you know?
You don't. That's so right. You have to open your mouth and...
Mm-hmm.
and speak and get to know people. And that's what I've done, and that's what I've gotten as far as I've been getting. I went to sitting at home doing nothing to finally getting into some shows and, you know, and getting to know Miss Nikki Rich and getting to know a lot of photographers and just all sorts of great things. Yeah, you just really had to open your mouth, say what you're about. It's that simple.
Exactly. And I'm just so honored to have Ms. Kim Super here tonight with us. And we thank her for being with us tonight because, like she said, we went to school together. And it's always good to have your classmates, you know, we
mm-hmm.
educated women doing our thing. And it's always good to see your classmates, you know, just excel both in the PhD program and
wow.
you know, we both are just grinding, and she said to me, I'm, you know, just a few years in the PhD program, but she's almost done, and she is doing amazing things. She's a part of Delta Sigma Theta, and also a principal. So it's amazing to see people go to college and come out and just still keep up, you know, that grind and that momentum, because it's hard. Life experience is hard, point
mm-hmm.
blank.
Period.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
it
we're
really
so
is.
Glad to have her tonight. And,
and I thank you once again.
Oh, there she go. There she, hey, God bless you.
No, but I guess the key to it is being humble and just thankful for everything that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
all the blessings that have been given to Nikki and myself and to you. So I think that's, you know, even though we joke and we play a lot, I think we always have to be humble and just be thankful and prayerful at all times. Because
mm-hmm.
you never know what's going to happen, what day, what time, you never know. But take everything that's every obstacle. I'm sure Nikki's had her obstacles. I've had mine. But you take
mm-hmm.
it as a learning lesson. And just going to go to church a little bit before we get off there. You know, God does that for a reason. Either it's to wake you up or either to open your enlarged territory for certain things. Oh, I better preach now.
Yeah.
But, like, I said,
mm-hmm.
like I said, Nikki, you know, it's been a great opportunity being in
phone with you. It's been a long time, and you've been asking me for a while, a year, actually.
Yes.
Come on, I have enjoyed it, and I'm proud of you and I'm and your accomplishments with your radio. And it just, you know, I'm sitting here smiling like, well, she has Warren G, and she has this person coming on. So, you know, one day I'm going to grow up to be like you.
Oh, my goodness.
That's my goal.
It's an honor, you know, just to see, you know, what I feel is, you know, this is what I tell everybody. God, when you are working and you find yourself and you grow spiritually within the Lord, I feel that he puts the same people, you know, in your path. I mean, you probably had people that was in your path. But when you actually grow, you'll start noticing the difference. You'll notice that the growth and how things change in life, and you see things a lot clearer, and you be like, and things don't bother you as much. When people, you know, say something, you just shove it off because it's meaningless. And like, I was watching Joel Osteen. He said some battles is not worth fighting, you know, let it go. And you got to be, you know, if you want to sit and fight a small battle, if somebody says something about you, okay, people going to talk good, people going to talk bad. They're going to talk when you're big, they're going to talk when you're little. They're going to talk if you're short, they're going to talk when you're tall. They're going to talk regardless. So that is one battle that you don't even need to fight, because regardless, people are going to talk. That's the world we live in. So get over it. You know, you just got to keep going day by day, whatever your goal is in life or whatever God has planned for you. And you, once you find out what that is, you just keep going and live the life that you need to live.
Right, that's right. Staying focused, like,
you know,
it's tunnel vision.
That's how I feel about the radio. You know, I was working for the school system for 7.5 years in Charlotte, Mecklenburg, and then I got laid off due to budget cuts. But I didn't get like, I felt that, you know, it was my time to move to that next level, because it was my duty was done. Whatever my job was there, I have completed it. Because I've worked for the school system so long, I knew it was my time to go, you know, because that was my passion. And he just set me up for something even better and for me to grow. And, you know, since I've been doing the radio, I have been growing, you know, speaking and networking even more. You know, once I was in the school, I got comfortable. I'm like, I can go in here, I can teach this class. It's easy, you know. You get comfortable.
Yeah.
But God will shake you up a little bit and move to the next level, have you move to that, you know, getting you ready and prep to that next level. And that's where we are now, because I'm ready.
Yeah, and that's right. And, you know, speaking of that, like, being comfortable, it's like there's no comfort here. You know, it's always a constant move. It's always growth. As long as you're a human being, you will continue to grow. You will continue to excel, you know. I mean, if you want to, you know, but there's no comfort. You have to keep pushing till you're dead. I believe that. Like, you keep going and going and going and going. You know, one day I think you're going to be a major talk show host, you know. Then I think, you know, one day you're going to have your own network, you know.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. Like
this,
yeah, for real. For real, like, that's how you got to look at it. You cannot stop. You have to consistently keep going. There's no comfort.
Exactly. And I think we all have something that we're working on, but we all are achieving it at this moment of time because, like I said, we cross each other's paths for a reason and a season, you know, whether it's to teach us a lesson or whether it's just to elevate us. I mean, either way, you are teaching, as you teach a lesson, you are being learned something and elevated at the same time. But I'm just saying, like, far as, you know, you either being taught something or is this to make you a little bit better, or, you know, at what you're doing or got going on at that point in time?
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Damiaki, for stopping
Not
through to the Nikki Rich Show.
Not a problem. You know, much love to all of y'all. And I'm going to drop off. Everybody, God bless, okay? Thank you all for listening.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we do have people tuning in. And Miss Kim Hoover, a.k.a. Bella Classic, thank you for being on tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite again.
Now, do you have any last words that you would like to share on the Nikki Rich Show with any of our listeners out there in the radio land?
Well, the last thing I'd like to say is I hope everybody can go out and support your one-year anniversary and continue to support what you're doing, any local artists to reach out to you, and the big-time artists reach out to you. And I wish nothing but the best for you. It's election year, you know. Wake up, start reading. You know, as my grandmother say, you know, when we put it in the book, we don't read it. So it's time to start reading and watching what's going on around us. So hopefully this will incline us to start looking at what's going on. In our education system, parents, I need you as an educator. Parents, I need you to be more active. Daddies, I need you out there reading with your kids, being there for them. And as my son said, men, teach your women, teach these young ladies what a man is supposed to do. So I need you to step up. As a people, we need to step up. So hopefully, if only one person got it, I'm good with that. So, you know, like I said, don't depend on the education system to do it. Come out there, support these schools, support what these teachers are doing, because you know what you send us to school every day.
Understand what's going on in the system too, because if you notice, I don't know if the parents out there noticing that the highly educated teachers are getting replaced by the ones or the new ones or the ones that do not have any experience at all based on cheaper pay. So be sure and really know what's going on in our school system.
Right.
Go and check it out and get involved, because that is the key. And just because we're not in the classroom doesn't mean we're still not an educator. You can also educate in your community. You can educate in your church. You can educate anywhere. You know, you can do it outside. It doesn't matter. You're as long as you're helping, because that's the key of education, helping, you know, to learn, grow, and develop. That's the key
right there.
So you can educate anywhere. And just because I'm not in the classroom doesn't mean that I am no longer a teacher. I'm teaching every day on this platform, because that's what it's all about.
Well, that's my platform there. So we need you. We just need you right now. We need everybody to be involved. And also go back to the old school ways of teaching your children what authority is. You know, don't come blaming everybody. So, you know, when you teach them authority, that teaches them how to handle things on the workplace. That's why our children are not getting jobs now, because they are always on the defense and ready to go off. So parents, go back and reteach those skills, those basic skills to your children. So that's what I've been, I argue that with parents every day, and you know, I give them an example. You know, when we were in school, we got paddled. We came out all right. Look at these kids now. You know, so we do a lot of reteaching. So, you know, it's about time for us to come back as a community and teach our children again. So that's been my platform lately. You know, I don't want to see these kids go through what they don't have to go through, because in that talk of simple things of being obedient, being humble, and sometimes just shutting up.
Exactly.
Everything is not an argument. So it's just those simple things that take you a long way. But like I said, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the viewers and people that hit me up on Twitter and on Facebook. This has been a great opportunity. Nikki, I hope we can reconnect again. Hopefully, when I'm up there in a few weeks, we can see each other.
Oh, yes. We will get together. And I want to give a major shout out to Kristen that's listening as well. And y'all can find her on Twitter at VirgoBlue_1920. She is also a classmate of ours from the University of South Carolina, Spartanburg, upstate now. And so shout out to her and all that are tuned in from the upstate showing love and support to us tonight. Thank you so much because it's such an honor to have.
RT.
RT.
Shout out
to RT.
Yes, RT's Breanne Harris, my twin, Robert Reed. Just want to thank them for their support. You know, my little crew. They're always behind us. So we're ready to take over Charlotte on April the 20th through the 21st. So if you hit me up on Twitter, we'll tell you where we're partying at. Hopefully Nick and Rich can come out there and show them how that USC upstate crew, how we roll. I'm old, but, you know, I still can hang in there. Actually, I look 20.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, as we end by saying, you know, tonight we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And thanks again for coming back and, I mean, coming through. And we end tonight by saying God bless. All right. God bless you all. Have a good night.